Hi folks, welcome back to another episode of Talk Sex with Sugar. And as you know, every episode has been a hit, back to back. And this one is not about to be an exception. So get comfortable, get your snacks, get your drinks. You know, make sure you're very comfortable because you're about to get in for the ride of your life.
The man for 100k, and the man brought out bill of 200,000 naira and said, well, you have to sleep with me before you can give me 200,000. That was a very, very tough decision because I was hungry. I had not eaten in how many days. It just made me understand how the devil had the effrontery to ask Jesus stone to bread.
Yes,
all of these things will come when you have somewhere you're going, have a promising future, you know. It was a whole lot of debate in my mind. My mind was such a battlefield. But at the end of the day, I'm happy I could tell him, sir, I am sorry, I cannot do this, I have to go. When I was saying that, I didn't even have transport to go back home. Because it means I'm going to be stranded outside my state. So I immediately just told him, I'm going to go back home. I'm sorry, I cannot do this. And as I was going, he just said, okay, no problem. You're a young girl. I know you will come back. That's how you used to. Just take this 10,000 naira as thanks for coming.
Wow.
You see,
it's funny how God still used him despite the.
Honestly, do you know what I did? I traveled back home. I went to buy soap chemicals for 5,000 naira.
Wow.
Out of that 10,000 naira. Because I needed 100,000 naira, you know, for the soap business. When he gave me 10,000 naira, from that 10,000 naira, my sister, 100,000 naira budget, I streamlined it to 5,000. Wow. I went to look for plastic bottles instead of looking for customized plastic.
Branded ones.
I went to fetch water from well, mixed the chemical in a bath, went to Shake, measured it, and I was selling it. It was from the money I was able to expand. So you have to start from where you are. Even that man would not believe. Imagine if I tried the 5,000 to say this 5,000, I'll just spend it anyhow. Because I knew what I needed money for. And I had to cut the quota according to myself. Even the 10,000 was a blessing. I still have to pay tithe 1,000 out of it. So personal discipline and vision goes a long way. So before we start talking about money, what are your mindset? What exactly rules your world? Money is very spiritual. So it is not something you will just say, this is how I want to make money. So I continued like that and I made sure I had very good business ethics. I listened to people. I listened to messages on businesses. I read books on businesses and how to multiply business. I know that business is not my thing. I don't even like doing business, but I needed it to survive at that time. I am not an expert at selling products. I prefer talking, rendering services, you know, doing project management and all of that. And then just
the whole advocacy thing too.
Yeah. So I don't know how to say buy shirt or buy chain.
Makes us cool.
Honestly, it is a week. I will get tired. But for me to offer you a service, do logistics for you, help you write a speech, all those things, those are my strengths.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So I know that. That kind of thing, the money may not be stable. It is usually one of, today you make so much money, tomorrow there is nothing on ground.
Yes.
But I made my partner understand, this is what I want to do. Will you support me on it? And I told him, in fact, that's one of the conditions. If you want me to marry you, this is what I want. So as women, when you are selecting a partner, those are some of the factors. And we are the ones to choose. That's one thing I keep telling single ladies. Once you choose rubbish, you must deal with your rubbish forever.
Mm-hmm.
But the stage of choosing is where the real work is.
Once you have chosen
the right person, once you get into the marriage, the remaining one are small things. But if you have chosen rubbish from the beginning, you will now come and be telling girls and be advising girls, men are this, men are that. Men. It's not true. You understand? It's not true.
There's still good people in the multitude of.
Of course. What's the difference between a good person and a bad person? It's basically our values, our source, what we think, our conscience, you know, how we have developed ourselves, personal development. So if you have learned personal development as a single lady, it will keep working even when you are married, because you are the same person. If you are giving into a lifestyle of prayer, of giving and everything, once you get married and you chose your partner correctly, it will get better.
Mm-hmm.
It will get
It will
better.
get better, and the person is also supposed to compliment and support, sort of like it's like the person joins you to make him more, you know, to make you better,
Exactly.
just like you're also
And
making the person better.
Even if your partner does not have at a time, so far you have. That is another thing again. But anyway, we'll come back to talk about marriage, because it's all about selflessness. But you need to have guard up yourself with all the necessary materials to make sure that you are suited for life. One of the things I used to tell my husband when we were dating is, me, I know I cannot suffer in this life. I cannot suffer. Because I'm going
It's
to that point. Yeah.
impossible.
Yes, even when things are shaking, I'll say, okay, oh, now, you know, for me, oh, as far as I'm concerned, because I have worked, I have made research, I have built my life on a particular rock before I'm now choosing to join somebody's song. So some people don't want to do that kind of work as a single lady, you know, trying to set your foot. I started my organization before I met my husband. You know, so you need to have done all of those things. When you don't have children, when you don't have,
You don't
learn
have a
how
lot
to
of
handle.
when you don't have a lot of responsibility, a lot of pressing responsibilities.
And that is why it is easier for me now, even with children, to still navigate, because it is in my culture to do those things. So it's just for me to look for support system to say, okay, but some people will not be able to do it. They'll be overwhelmed. You'll be overwhelmed. So if it has been your lifestyle, you will just experience a little, you know, delay and all of that. But if it has never been your lifestyle to be responsible, to go the extra mile, to pay your dues, when you have your children, you won't be able to pay your dues. You'll just be throwing tantrums and be missing your single life. I personally do not miss when I was single, because my best days are still ahead. I mean, I took a picture yesterday and I was crying when my husband showed me. I was in the office playing with my baby. And my husband showed me the picture and I was crying, because I remember fervently when I was in school, in hostel, and I was thinking and wishing that, I can't wait to get married, to have my life figured out, to have my NGO recognized, to have my office, to have staff that I'm paying salary, you know, to have lots of volunteers working for the idea. And that is my reality right now, and even more. You know, that's my reality right now, and even more. But was it easy? No. Was it intentional?
It
Yes.
wasn't easy. Some I feel like sometimes some people would just see, for example, the picture you posted. They would see it and just be like, ah, she has it all. It's just so easy. And not so many people would, not a lot of people know the story. They don't know what you had to do, the things you had to, the discipline you had to expose yourself to in order to get to this stage. And I think that also in terms of the fact that, you know, marriage and stuff, and one of the reasons, because I know that you talk a lot about how you know, how you're fulfilled in this particular phase of your life, I feel it's also because I remember you said we had this conversation one time where you were like, you made sure to maximize and enjoy your single phase. You know, when you were single,
yes,
you enjoyed it and maximized it. So the moment you entered into the marriage phase, it was like you entered it with all consciousness of the fact that I am ready for this next phase.
Exactly. And I not just ready for the next phase. I wasn't even sure what the next phase was, but I trusted my decision of choosing my partner. Yes, that's another thing. I was confident in the person I chose. I know that human beings can change, human beings are somehow, but with the standard I created for myself, that was my shield. And then my confidence was also the person I selected. Now I know that there are so many amazing persons, but looking at the circle of men and suitors I had at that time, I had to make my decision. I think I tried my best to pick the best person, you know, for myself. Was he financially all that? No. But do we share similar ideas? Does he look like a supportive system? Does he look like he can help me achieve my own dreams? Yes. And that was why I chose. And that's why there's no reason for me to look back or to regret or whatever. And even when we have little glitches in our marriage, because of course you are dealing with a human being, there will be times where you have and all of that. I am still thankful and conscious of the fact that I made the right choice. That is another thing, because there are some people that once there's a little issue, they'll be like, God, how did I get myself here? Why? So it has not even crossed my mind. So when we have issues, I know that everything is still within the purpose, and you know, it's all going to get better because I made the right choice. But when it gets to a point where you now get married, you now start asking yourself, did I make the right choice? Ha. I think that no human being should ever get to that point.
Yeah.
And another thing is this. The way you project yourself to human beings would determine how they would treat you. When a human being sees that you are serious about your business, you are serious about yourself, they will have no choice. Someone was saying that Burner Boy is called African Giant because that's what he called himself. So your attitude into your personal life, your contribution, and you know, all the effort you put into your personal development cannot just be swayed away by a partner.
Mm-hmm.
They will have no choice. You have to position yourself in a point where they will have no choice than to support you.
Mm-hmm. That's why they have no choice than to align and support you, because yes. You have been, it's like you have been on a roll for, you have been doing
exactly.
this for years.
You know, I know at some point when I wanted to get married, there was a time I was worried and I was like, God, I know that I've been strong, but please, because I've seen people that were stronger that I looked up to, and they got married and the whole thing was messed up. You know, there are people like that. And it is important that we don't even mirror our lives with people. It's important that we ask ourselves, these people are there. They are not me. All I know is my relationship with God and what has worked for me over and over again.
And over again, over
and
again.
I was like, God, I just pray that this thing doesn't affect me. And that same day, my husband called me wearing married then, and he said, Ayo, please, we are getting married soon. I want to beg you for something. And of course, it was like, promise me that our marriage, getting married to me, would not limit you.
Aww.
I was like, promise me that it will not limit you. Promise me that you're not going to become someone else. You're not going to become all these things you have worked for. You know, because that's another thing. That's one of the main things I feel you can use to keep your marriage. Maintaining your feminine power. Maintaining your ability to be independent. Like being single even in the marriage.
Mm-hmm. Maintaining your identity, you know, regardless
exactly
of the fact that you are married.
Your identity does not necessarily not have to be your name. But, you know, your values, not compromising. Of course, marriage comes with a lot of compromises.
Yeah.
Because both of you people need to meet at the point. But
yeah.
There are some
mutual compromises, anyways.
And sometimes it may not be mutual. It depends. There are times that it may not be mutual. And, you know, just for that phase, one person just has to, you know, just accept. And then so that you can move into the next phase. Most important thing, you just have to trust your instinct, and it's not everything you just have to blow out of proportion. There are times you just have to be patient, and you know, just let love lead, or just let the situation, you know, just go with the flow, just go with the tide. So he told me, he asked me, like, Ayo, please make sure, promise me that he's going to feel like he has failed in life if we get married and I lose all the fire and I lose
all the fire and ginger that he saw. You know, that was like, yes, I want to marry Ayo, you know?
Exactly. So it felt like, please, oh, not one that will marry, finish now. It will not be another Ayo I'll be seeing, you know? Ayo that will be at home, Ayo that will not want to do anything, Ayo that will not, you understand? So that was insane. So that's also putting me on my feet. You understand that? Okay, apart from the fact that I want to achieve my dreams, I also want to make it up to this man. He has been supportive, and I don't want him to feel like he's the reason for my failed career, or is the reason, because he was saying that he has friends and he has seen lots of people where their wives or their babes then were so active, and all of a sudden they got married and then they just became something else, and he doesn't like that. And then also, when there's a lot of impact, when he sees people that say, oh, thank you, you inspire me, you've done this, you've done that, when he sees that you also have your level of fans, he won't want to also mess up with you, because he knows that not only you will ask questions, not only your family will ask questions, the community will ask questions. We knew this auntie before you married her. What is happening? You understand? So
yes,
that's just my own and perspective and reality. So it is important that you stay true to whatever it is you are doing, and whoever wants to be your partner would be able to align. I could have gotten married to influential people, traditional rulers, and all of that, but I know that I do not fit into that role
at all.
I
and
know
they, and they also do not fit into your life and your future, you know.
Exactly. Even though he was going to give me money, he wasn't going to give me freedom. I've never imagined being a queen. You know, I want to be in the field. I want to go into community. Not one that I'll be in a community now. They'll be telling me, Claire, madam is coming. You know, I want to, I look at grassroots activism is my thing.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, I'm just saying from my own perspective, but as a young girl, if I just needed money at that time, I would have fallen. And now that I'm married, I would not be able to, you know, achieve all of my dreams. So it is important that early enough you understand yourself, where you are going to, what you want to achieve, work towards it. Make sure you do not compromise that one. I can compromise anything, but I cannot compromise my career. Now my husband cannot come to tell me that, okay, why don't you stop this, your advocacy thing, and take care of the kids? It's not even possible. Why would she first stop?
Will it work?
Because he himself is also reaping the fruit.
You get.
Once you pay the dues now, everybody will benefit from it. When the Bible says that, oh, our husband will be honored in the gates, I have seen it happen practically in my life. There are people that my husband couldn't talk to as a single person that now they invite him, they honor him, and he's like, wow. Like, who is she, your wife? Oh, she's doing amazing.
Aww.
You know, we should be able to add value. So, when you are fruitful, you will get the needed support.
Yes.
So, but people don't want to do the work. But trust me, it was not an easy ride. So, okay. It's also important that once you have financial independence, it will be easy for you to have financial transparency. Mm-hmm. For instance, people talk about joint accounts. In my marriage, we do not use joint accounts. Mm-hmm. You know, we have separate accounts, but I have multiple accounts. My husband has multiple accounts, and we have access to each other's accounts. You know how much comes in.
Okay.
And when he does any expenses, I see them. When I do any expenses, he sees them. He is aware. You understand? So we know how much is left. In fact, when it comes to family budgeting, it is not that easy, especially in this Nigeria with black tax. There are times we say, oh, this is the amount we want to spend this month. This is the amount we are giving our parents. This is the amount we are giving, you know, whoever it is we want to give.
Yeah.
This is the amount we are spending on the organization. And from nowhere, one issue comes up. So it takes a lot of time. 3 years down the line, we are still struggling with family budget.
Mm-hmm.
But does it mean that we are not transparent in our finances? No. You know, there are couples where the husband doesn't know how much the wife is earning. I cannot cope in such marriage. I don't even want that. Me, I don't even know. Even body, I don't know how to cover body. It's not an account I want to now be covered.
You get. And I think also the fact that knowing the kind of person you got married to, you know, also helped with the fact that you can be financially transparent with him. You know that this
exactly.
person is not going to take, even despite the fact that he has access to it, he's not going to take my money because he knows that this, what we are earning is for us in the family. So if anybody mismanages funds, it is everybody in the family that would suffer for it.
Exactly. So you need to make sure that you are getting married to somebody that also wants to marry you. It all boils down to the decision making and how you equip yourself. So the idea is for you to be working before you meet your partner. And when both of you come together, you can pour everything in a cup and there is an overflow. The other thing I would like to say is when it comes to finances for a woman, it is important that you make money. Not just for yourself. Another thing I've discovered is for your children.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing as beautiful as having a rich mother. See, because no matter how a man has money and he wants to provide and everything, as a mother, your mothering instinct will make you understand that there are some needs. You know, there are times I look at my boys. Of course, I'm not a boy. when I want to buy clothes or shop for them, I always consult my husband. Now, what do you think about it? Because I mean, you're a man. You know, some of the things you wore when you were a child. And, you know, the way you just have to know better.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are some times that as a mom, you look at, you know, for instance, now there can be food in the house, snacks, and all of that. And I just look at my son, and something tells me this guy feels like going out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy is bored. Let me take him somewhere, and then maybe buy him ice cream. His dad can be like, It's not necessary. He just came back from school. Don't stress him. He's tired. Let him sleep. I'm like, this one does not want to sleep. This one wants to
But
play.
that motherly instinct is like really strong.
And maybe he's like, well, me, I'm tired. I want to sleep. People should go anywhere. That one now, I'll be able to fund it. I'm just trying to give an example. Maybe it's not so accurate, but there are things you want
Yes,
to
I
buy,
understand.
things you want to do personally as a mom. I want to believe that as a mother, if you have money, you can push for the best. Even if what your husband can afford is regular schools, you can say, no, I want this boy to go to a Montessori school. Let's, how much does it cost? You'll be able to, that's what they say, what do you bring to the table? This one, you'll be able to own the table. You would own the table and, you know, so it's important that we also understand this for the sake of your children. If my mom was financially stable, I would have gone very far in life. Honestly, if my mom was financially stable, I would have gone very far. Now that she's now financially stable, you know, having supported her, she now has her businesses and all of that. My siblings are enjoying it now. They can call mommy to tell mommy this because every successful person I know in this life experienced some sort of support. Every success, not the people that they came from trenches and then they now do. Successful people that you know that hey, this one is families, even those people from the trenches. You will see some people talk about their mothers, some people their sisters, some people their
that's the
dads.
Support. That support is like, I mean, it's like the Holy
important.
Grail.
Honestly, and there are people that do not even have this support system at all. That the whole family is messed up, their circle is messed up, the environment is messed up, they don't even know where to begin from. So if we empower ourselves to be able to support one another, it will go a long way. I look at my mom now, the things she does for my siblings, she wasn't privileged to do for me. I wasn't bitter towards her, even though at some point I was very angry and bitter. But, you know, getting married, she coming to help me take care of my kids, you know, meeting my need at that point, you know, made me have everything to say, oh, okay, life is really not like that. Because I felt like if you are my mom and you really love me, why would you not? Why would they be chasing me back home for school fees and you'll be at home and do nothing about it? You know, those were some of the things like, God, why?
She basically at that point just didn't have it. I'm sure that even though he, just like when you talked about motherly instincts, like with you and your kids now, I'm very sure that she also had it that time, but she just did
exactly,
not have
but she was not exactly. And that's the difference. So I just chose to forgive and not like talk from the place of privilege and all of that. So when we grow also, we'll be able to understand some things, but the bulk of it all happens before you get married. You need to figure out your life independently. You need to have your routines. Now, as married as I am, that I combine my work and everything, if I don't wake up at 5 a.m., the day is messed up. If I don't wake up 5 a.m., the day is messed up.
Wow. Wow.
When you, yes, if I wake up, hey God, if I wake up 5:30, if I wake up 6 a.m., the day is messed up.
It's like you have like a very strict schedule for like every day. Like, okay, wake up at this time, do this for this time.
That is how you can get results. And something some young people are going through and they're like, oh my God, I'm stressed. You will thank yourself for it. You will thank yourself. Now I'm thanking God for my life, especially for my spiritual development. I made a post some days ago to say, I've not fasted in 2 years, but at the same time, I'm trying my best that I'm not lacking behind spiritually. I'm trying to do everything together to make sure that, okay, what are the resources I have? What are the things I can leverage on for now before I can now get to the point where I've stopped breastfeeding and I can now fast? Imagine if I had not trained myself to say, okay, in a day, I must speak in tongues for 30 minutes or for 1 hour before I start my day.
I think that also boils down to what you said about when you were single,
exactly.
Like putting some things in place that would go with you to the next phase of your life.
Because people think once they get married, everything will just change. Everything, you're still the same person. You only took your ring and you had a ceremony. It's just like after your birthday, you know? And one thing about marriage is immediately you are married, however you want your marriage to be, begins from that day. The decision you make, how you want to handle issues, it begins from the foundation. In fact, they say the first 1 year of marriage is actually the toughest. The first 1 year of marriage is actually disturbing. So it all boils down to your own personal convictions, lifestyle, and your willingness to, you know, compromise for a better bargain, really.
Wow. I know that we started with the conversation on financial independence, and this has gone on into like a personal development, it's like a 101 into marriage and the likes. Oh my God, this was a very, very informative and interesting. This was a very, very interesting session. Because it's obvious that you didn't hold anything back. You gave us everything as it is, what it is like, the reality, you know, the parts that most people would not talk about, you know, especially in the society now where everybody's always, you know, people talk about their wins alone. Nobody talks about you know, what went down behind the scenes, the not so good parts. You know, we really need to have you back here because this wealth of knowledge, we have to tap from it now before everybody starts rushing you. You know, I know they are rushing you already, but then, as a hot cake that you are, thank you very much for this. Yeah, so bye, guys. Hi folks, thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I'm very sure that you enjoyed, scratch that, I know that you enjoyed this episode. Please watch out for subsequent episodes, and please do not forget to subscribe and also share the link with your friends and networks. Bye, see you next time.